Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. All mine, I'm here at last.
The best time, always gonna be the best. Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Happy weekend.
Happy weekend.
Friday.
Almost weekend.
Almost weekend.
Almost. We're getting there. I just have to ask, who had Kentucky winning it all?
Oh my gosh. Beck had him in the final four.
Is it okay to use the word bloodbath in this instance? I'm just curious.
I think so. I think it's appropriate as to how many brackets that messed up yesterday. And it was funny because she was proud of her bracket and what we were going through last night, her philosophy and theory behind each team that she picked. And she picked
who was that?
Beth.
Oh, okay.
And she picked McNeese State because it looked like geese and she likes geese. And so that was what she did for every single one.
That's hilarious.
She picked Florida because she likes the beach and she likes Florida.
Yep. That's the best way to do it. I mean, this is proof of that. So Kentucky, if in case you missed it, first round, Kentucky got knocked out. Yeah. And they were not exactly a low seeded team. They were
and I think he said that they
three, right
it like the four like four out of five, the last 5 years they lost in the first round and they were like a top five seed or something like that. Like it was pretty rough.
Definitely a lot of people are saying that they're going like almost straight chalk. They're just like all the ones just picking the number ones all the way because it just doesn't make sense any other way. I did not turn one in, but I was just like looking at what other people had been kind of talking about. And yeah, they were pretty much saying that they're expecting the top seeds to make it all the way. Not much controversy. And then boom, Kentucky.
Controversy.
So just a little quick note for you. I got some little fun facts about the whole tournament if you want some.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm full of fun facts. You know me, gotta look it up.
You can't just let something sit there.
Can't just let it sit there. Hold on one second. Let me grab this real quick. Because I did actually find some pretty cool stuff about it. Because the whole tournament, I did not know this, goes all the way back to like the 1930s. And it was started by Ohio State University's head coach at the time. Right? So the first year they did it, 1939, I think it was, and Ohio won. There were eight teams. Okay. And then by 1951, they had 16 teams. And now they have 68 teams, I think, right? Is that right?
Yeah, 68. Yeah.
Eight teams in 85. That's when it got to that number. But anywho, yeah. So you had your first round. That's over with. So now second round is going on, starting or today's continuation of the first round. But Creighton plays tomorrow in the second round. Yay, Creighton against Oregon in Pittsburgh. And then two games in Omaha also tomorrow for the second round. Pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So, yeah, so there's that.
And no pressure for Nebraska plays today, what, 5:30? And they've never won a first-round game. And it's like, talk about pressure. And I'm sure that everybody's talking about that. Never won. Hopefully it doesn't get in their head.
Yeah, but it's like once you – if you can just kind of like let go of that and realize anything can happen. Kentucky is a good example of that.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. So just enjoy it. Man, have a blast.
Yeah.
So anywho, yeah, that was the little nugget that I had about the whole tournament. I don't think I've ever looked that up before. I don't know why. I just assume that tournament's always been around, I guess. I don't know.
From the beginning of time.
Apparently. Yeah. Well, 39 is about the beginning of time. So
it seems like it.
A couple other little nuggets for this week. First day of spring was a couple days ago. It was on the 19th instead of the 20th because this is a leap year.
Oh yeah, we're shifting a little bit.
Shifted a day, I guess. And then the Hale-Bopp comet on this day in 1997.
Gosh, that's TBT to that name,
right? Hale-Bopp. Do you remember
Mbop by Hanson?
Not yes. Mbop. No. Oh. what was the name? Heaven's Gate. They were the ones that cult
that
suicide pact. and they were going to transcend up to the heavens to jump on an alien spaceship that they thought was in the tail of the comet.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, it was the closest that it would be to the Earth. And it was visible for like 18 months from some point on Earth, apparently. But this is the closest point that it was going to be. I think it was still, you could see it with the naked eye, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, I think you could see it with a naked eye or like binoculars, but you didn't need like special superpower telescopes.
Right. Right. And so that was why they chose that day, because that would be the closest that they would be for their spirits to go up and jump on the ship.
And did people go through with the suicide pact? Like, or did they stop?
I think there was 30 some, wasn't there? Jeez. Hold on. Now I got to look it up here real quick.
I just want to ask more questions. I'll just go with it. Because if I ask questions, then you got to get into it.
You know, I mean, just like Hale-Bopp. And I didn't know what Hale-Bopp meant. Or maybe I learned it and I forgot. I don't know. But two people discovered this comet on the exact same day in two different places.
That's right. I do remember that. I remember that. And like, how do you know? Like, how do you know that two different places and you discovered the same day time?
One of them I know was in Arizona. I remember, and he saw it with, I think, binoculars or some a friend's telescope. I think that's what it was. They were just out stargazing. These are people that already watched the stars. So they already had a fair idea of, well, that's an awful bright something or other right next to the blah, blah, blah that usually is transcending the whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they looked it up and, oh my God, this is something new. It was like 2 years before it made it to this closest point. So it was 2 years in advance. And at the same time, another guy saw it. And funny is the internet was just getting going, right? So that was in 95 when they discovered it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy in Arizona that saw it sent a telegram to the whatever space office observatory nearby, letting them know, I just saw XYZ and oh my God, I think I discovered something. And they laughed at him because at the same time, this other guy had already emailed him three times. Oh my God. Those are where technologies were overlapping, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so there was that. Let's see here. What else is going on today? Oh, it's
When is the eclipse, by the way? Is the eclipse?
Is that next week?
Is it? I think some. It's coming up like in the next week or so.
Hold on. Eclipse. I don't know. I know I saw something about it and I wasn't paying attention.
Because I remember what in 17 when we were in the bridge of totality or whatever, it sounded super ominous. But and now they keep talking about that and it's kind of shifted a little bit.
Cone of darkness.
Is that what it is? Cone of darkness?
I don't know. It was a cone of something. I think it's April 8th.
Okay.
April 8th is what it looks like. So Christina just said, I was hoping for a miracle on the NCAA tournament. I let my dog pick my bracket with sticky notes and treats. And he had a 15 seed winning the whole thing. So my bracket was busted yesterday already. The dog enjoyed it. That's funny.
Zone of totality.
Zone of totality. I was thinking cone. I was close.
Mm-hmm. Swath. And there's swath of totality, path of totality. I'm not sure which one I like. Path met? I don't know. Swath? Path,
swath. Swath.
Yeah.
April 8th, Sarah. Yes. Yes. Very good. So a couple weeks. Okay. Very good. William Shatner's 93 today.
Jeez.
3 years ago, he went up in that blue whatever origin.
That's been 3 years.
Yes, he was 90 when he did that.
Wow. Yeah. I just can't believe that's been 3 years ago. It seems like it was just like last summer. They've been sending humans into not humans non-astronauts into space for 3 years. To space,
3 years, space. Yeah, it's technically space. They break the seal, so to speak. Tickle the roof.
Yeah.
Tickle
the roof.
Yep. So that's going on. It's just like a weird time. You get to this time of year and it is kind of, because basketball, you got March Madness. So everybody's focusing on that. And apparently everybody in Hollywood's focusing on that too, because they're not doing squat and nothing's going on TV because nobody wants to compete with March Madness.
Right.
So they just shelve it until April. Cause this doesn't end till like the first week of April. March Madness.
Right.
2 weeks, right? Two or three weeks, whatever.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks of this tournament, and then the final four, and then the championship. So it's like 3 weeks from now.
So, and the only other thing that I had that was like of note, this last week was the 44th anniversary yesterday, 44 years ago, 1980 was the beginning of the summer of Who Shot JR, which was on Dallas, and somebody shot JR in the season finale.
And
everybody
summer.
Had to wait all summer to find out who shot JR.
Can you imagine if social media was back then? People would be going nut. They were going crazy anyway, but they had to wait every week for In Touch Weekly to come out in magazine to go get more information.
TV Guide.
Yeah. Right?
Do you think that at that time, early 80s, probably, I mean, the concept of everybody watching the same thing at the same time, it was just like really taking off. That was like, because I think MASH ended in like 83, and that was the most viewed at that time, but everybody watched it every week. Everybody watched Dallas. I didn't know that much about Dallas, but I did watch it later. But Larry Hagman, I loved him. I loved I Dream of Jeannie though when I was a little kid.
Yeah. I know. I remember my mom watched Dallas all the time and whatever, Knott's Landing, whatever the spinoff was.
Oh, yeah.
I think my mom and my aunts did. Yeah.
All that good stuff. So that's
it's kind of crazy this time of year, too, because I hadn't thought about it till just a few minutes ago. This is my first spring in what, 18, 19 years, 20 years that I haven't been anticipating the end of a school. Like the kids are both out of high school. So they're not at home anymore and they're not in high school or anything. So it's like, normally we'd be like, oh my gosh, countdown to summer, only 4 weeks left, 5 weeks left, whatever. Never even crossed my mind. Don't have to go back to school shopping. Don't any of that stuff.
You didn't have to do that last year, did you? No back to school shopping.
For Soph. Right. Well, no, kind of a little bit, but not much.
Once you're in college, it's kind of different.
Yeah.
It's not really back to school shopping.
You kind of get it when you need it kind of deal.
Yeah. Back to school shopping is so different now anyway, because everything can be sent straight to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, just weird stuff this week. That's like all the stuff I've got. My cats are running around. Can you hear them?
Yeah. Is something retrograding this year or this week? Because things have just been odd and just weird. And
I haven't heard anybody talk about retrograde in a long time. I wonder if the eclipse, maybe it's part of that.
Maybe we're in the cone, the swath of totality.
Kind of totality. Yeah. That's what it is. Uh-huh. Hale Bopp. Okay. Let me look up. Hold on. Because we were talking about Hale Bopp just a little bit ago. Hale Bopp. I got to find the thing about the pact. Where is it at? Oh, there's also UFO claims. Remember there was a bunch of UFO stuff also when that was going on. It was Coast to Coast is mentioned in this also because Art Bell was still on Coast to Coast and said there was a Saturn-like object following Hale Bopp. And there were actually professors.
It was a what-like object?
Saturn-shaped object. So like with the rings.
I wonder if it was that ship those people were supposed to go to.
Well, 39 members of Heaven's Gate committed suicide. That was in March of 97.
It's unbelievable. I know it's a psychological thing, but it's unbelievable that that many people could believe that. Be in that state of mind in their life and they just fall into it, and it's sad.
It is. It is. That's just great, but I can't believe it's been that long ago either.
I know.
Yeah. So coming in light this week.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, we'll bring it. We'll bring the science next week.
It's kind of, we're going to have to.
Contractually, we have to.
This is sad. I'm trying.
Well, you guys that are listening, go out and do something that makes the news. We can talk about it.
That would be good. Oh, it is Cole Hauser's birthday too, by the way.
Who?
Cole Hauser.
Who's that?
Rip.
Oh, I still have yet to watch a second of Yellowstone or any of that. I know I need to. Beth and I have said it many times, many, many times. We just haven't.
She hasn't watched any of it?
No. Uh-uh.
You're going to lose her when she watches it.
Yeah.
I'm just
maybe that's why I'm keeping her away from it.
I'm just warning you. But he's 40. Is he 49? I think he is. He's 49 today.
I'm older than Rip.
49 or 50, one of the two. Yeah. I just saw that his birthday was today. Now I got to look it up. That's me. That's what I do. I look it up. That's my middle name. He's 49.
Okay.
There you go.
You need is those Google, or not the Apple glasses that got the screen up so you can constantly be moving around and thinking and have just constant.
I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, for your own mental health, it would not.
Probably not. As if I don't leave my house enough already.
Right. And we just call that sealing the deal on never dating again.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever. Okay. Anyway, all right. So NCAA basketball this weekend, definitely.
Hopefully we're everybody's still playing. Well, Creighton is playing Saturday. Hopefully Nebraska's playing Sunday. So, yeah. Yep.
And all right. Good luck with your brackets. We'll check in on you Monday.
I'm fourth on our company brackets thing, but I'm also fourth. There's 15 people tied for fourth. So it's not that big of a deal.
Everybody's fourth right now, Pat.
They pretty much
Everybody's
are.
Fourth.
All right, you guys have a great weekend. excuse me. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And see you later. Have a good one.
JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.